Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. It's always useful to meet one's superiors informally. I bumped into the Director General of the BBC today, and we had a cozy little chat. He told me to look where I was thumping well going in future. However, when Lieutenant Commander Staunton and the Admiral meet, nobody knows where either of them are going.
Now look here, Povey old fruit. Are you sure you wouldn't rather go in and see him on your tod?
Quite sure, Lieutenant Commander Staunton. Yeah. The Admiral has requested both of us to meet him in his office, so that's the end of the matter.
Yeah, probably be the end of me as well. he doesn't fish, you know. No, never get on with chaps that don't fish.
Really?
No. Difficult sort of coves to get on with, always they are. Do you fish at all, Bobby?
No.
Well, there you are, you see. Prove me.
Excuse me, gentlemen. What? The Admiral will see you now.
Ah, at last. I suppose you don't happen to know what it's about.
Working at Admiralty, sir, I never know what anything's about.
Oh, well, that makes two of us.
Oh, come in! Don't batter me door down!
Oh, dear, dear, what a pity. He's out. Never mind. Come on, Povey. We'll see him some other week.
Oh, no, we won't. After you, Staunton.
Oh, it's you two chaps. Well, come in for Pete's sake. There's a draft.
Yeah. Certainly, sir.
Now then, I want the piano delivered by tomorrow at the latest.
Piano, sir? But...
No, but. Just get the thing in your van and get it there. Well, nice of you to call. Can't stop now. I'm expecting Staunton and Povey.
But I'm Commander Povey, and this is Lieutenant Commander Staunton.
Yes.
Oh, you know them, do you?
No, we are them, old fruity. Just, you see.
Oh, met him on a bus, I see.
No, sir, we are Povey and Staunton.
Don't be ridiculous. You can't be. You're the removal men.
Look, Povey, I've got an idea here. Let's begin again. I'll have a go this time. How do you do, sir? The name is Staunton. Do you fish at all?
Oh, yes, so we did.
Did what, old socks?
Met at the festival hall. You two moved the piano, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I remember now, yes. Is it going all right still? Must be due for a retread by now, isn't it?
This is ludicrous, completely ludicrous.
Meet me at Ludgate Circus, what on earth for? We're all here. Now then, I'm having us all of at home this weekend.
Where, sir?
Well, at home, of course, you fool. Now, you know my place in Sussex, don't you, Povey?
No, sir.
Good, you can lead the way. Now, I want all the officers of the Island Draft to come over for the weekend. Sort of celebration, you know. 50 years in the service.
Really? Oh, good gracious. What service was that, old chap?
May I be one of the many to congratulate you, sir, and say how pleased... No, honored we shall be to accept your magnificent invitation.
Oh, do stop waffling, Povey. You might at least have thanked a chap.
But
Some of the other lads here have given me a present, you know. A flaming great punch bowl. I thought we ought to launch it in style, get the dust out of it, you know.
Oh, but do you think that's wise?
Bring your wife, of course you can, Povey. I love to meet the little woman.
Oh, no, I
And bang goes your weekend, Povey. Oh, dear, walled up with the Admiral and your wife. My word, life can be hard for some fellas, can't it?
Thank you for your sympathy, sir.
Oh, do stop nattering now, you two. Yes. You haven't got time to hang about here. You're supposed to be moving the piano down to my place.
I do, yes.
It's a lovely spot, you know.
Cool. Lummy. A whole weekend at the Admiral's place.
Well, cheer up, Mr. Phillips. I could always leave you here as duty officer.
But all on my own? Oh, no, thanks. I might get lonely and start talking to myself.
Well, if you did, you'd never understand a word. Will you arrange transport to the Admiral's place, number one?
Yeah, I'll get Chief Petty Officer Pertwee onto it right away, sir.
Oh, well, in that case, we shall probably all have to walk there.
Oh, well, be it on your own head.
Yeah, we're more likely to be on our own feet, surely.
The day you lot stand on your own feet, I'll quit the service.
You shouldn't encourage us, you know.
What?
I mean, leave the transport to us, sir. Do you want us to pick you up, sir?
Well, naturally. I shall be waiting for you at Portsmouth Harbour.
Oh, that's hardly a novelty. You usually are. certainly, sir. Certainly.
Just leave it with us, sir.
With reluctance. The utmost reluctance, number one. I shall have to. Goodbye.
You know, that's what I like. Mm-hmm. Blind confidence.
Well, let's be fair. Every time we've taken him anywhere, he's always had to walk back.
Hello, main office.
Oh, Heather, see if you can disturb the chief in the stores, please.
Oh, he's in here, sir.
Oh, better still. Ask our fly boy to step into my parlor.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now, Mr. Phillips, what do you bet that the moment the chief enters, he'll have a complete and thorough explanation?
What about, sir? What's he been up to?
I don't know. If we play our cards right, we might find out before he realizes we don't know. Come in.
Good morning, sir. And may I say that I have a complete and thorough explanation. What's more, sir, I've got 14 independent witnesses who happen to be in out of Mongolia for the,
Well, go on, Chief.
No, sir, the defence rests.
But what about this explanation?
Explanation, is it?
Yeah.
Explanation about what?
Well, about the, you know.
Of course, sir, if you were thinking of the little matter of the,
Yes, I was.
Well, in a case like that, sir, no explanations are needed, surely.
Oh, aren't they really?
No, sir, no. No, sir, no. Never, ever, never. No, no.
Pity. May as well admit defeat, Mr. Phillips. We shall never know what he thought we'd copped him at now.
Better luck next time, sir.
Yeah, what one needs with you, Chief, isn't luck. It's someone to put the squeak in. Now then, we've been invited to spend the weekend with the Admiral.
Oh, it's not exactly been your day, has it, sir?
No. However, will you see the transport for the Captain, Mr. Phillips and myself, and Commander Povey and his wife?
Commander Povey and his wife? Ha! Blimey, it's not been his day either, has it? That's all right, sir. You leave it to me.
And just this once, Chief, could we go in something that we don't all have to get out of push?
Yes, something not owned by your Uncle Ebenezer, for instance.
Oh, well, it's rather short notice, sir. I know that Nunky happens to have a very luxurious...
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
And what about some sort of gift to mark the Admiral's long service?
Yes, that's a thought. You ought to give him something appropriate.
What had you in mind, sir? HMS Victory?
You know, that's an idea. How much would she... Oh. That's ridiculous. We'd never be able to move her in time.
Now, wait a minute. Oh, let me see what I can think. I know, sir.
No?
How about a set of hockey knockers?
Hockey knockers?
Yeah.
Why hockey knockers?
Well, if you must know, sir, I've got a set on me hands.
In that case, you will have to ock 'em. Any other ideas?
Any other ideas? Wait a minute, sir. Give me a charm. Yes, sir. Oh, no. How about a flaming great punch bowl?
Oh, have you got one of those on your hands, too?
On me, sir? The very idea. No, I haven't, sir. But Uncle Ichabod has.
Well, that sounds the very thing. Unless it's made of pale pink plastic.
Oh, no, sir. No, 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 sir. Rolled gold, I'm told.
Oh, splendid. Well, that's settled then. And we leave it to you to fix up for transport to pick us up at Portsmouth.
Righto, it's a pleasure, sir. I'll attend to it with the utmost alacrity, sir. And what's more, I'll get a move on.
Henry? Henry, how much longer are we going to have to wait on this harbor wall for your little friends?
Little friends? That slovenly shower on the island aren't my...
Henry? Language.
I'm sorry, my love, but...
Just because you're a jolly Jack, there's no need to be coarse.
No, my love.
And whilst we're on the subject, we may be going to the Admiral's party, but this time we don't want one of your recitations.
Supposing he asks me, my love.
Well, I don't care if he goes down on his bended knees. I'm not sitting through 85 verses of smut again.
Oh, my goodness.
Knob, have this to your little friend's knob.
About time, too.
Good morning, sir. Sorry we're a little late.
It's my fault, actually, old turnip. I got me rods caught up in the spokes getting in, you know.
Well, never mind. Let's get started.
Yeah, good idea. Hello. Who's the old dragon in the feather tit for this? Is it the car park attendant?
Lieutenant Commander Staunton, this is my wife.
Oh, well, I don't think I'll go after all, chaps. No. Carry on without me. I'll just have a bit of a fish instead with him.
Oh, no, you won't, Staunton. For once you're...
Henry?
Yes, my love.
I don't know what you're squabbling about, but stop it at once or stay behind.
Oh, but he...
Not another word. Now help me into the motor.
Allow me, your povyship.
Bertwee, what are you doing here?
Well, it's prized us too, sir. He's our chauffeur, apparently.
It's just saving a bob or two for the old country, sir. I mean, never let it be said that a Pertwee wasted so much as a penny of the nation's purse. If it is in his humble power as an honest sailor man.
Oh, shut up, Rothschild. After you, Mrs. Povey. Perhaps you'd sit next to Mr. Phillips in the... Chief.
Sir?
Where is Mr. Phillips?
Well, he's in the... Oh, isn't it marvellous, isn't it? I knew I should never have let him show me out of the garage.
I suppose the fool is still there.
Well, last seen, sir, he volunteered to shut the garage door, so he's probably still locked up in a lock-up, sir.
Lucky chap.
Yes, well, let's get back and let the idiot out.
We'll never get to the Admiral's place before sundown. I know we won't.
Well, it's a simple mistake, sir. I mean, it could have happened to anybody. How was I to know the garage only opened from the outside?
Well, at least we're well on our way now.
Yes. I can't believe that we're actually travelling in something that has proper wheels, an engine that goes, and doesn't belong to Nunky.
If it has wheels and an engine that goes, it couldn't belong to him, sir.
Henry.
Yes, my love?
Admire the countryside.
Oh, certainly, my love. Magnificent.
Ah, yes, a real bit of old England. This royal throne of kings, this sceptred isle, this precious jewel set in the silvery sea.
I say, that's jolly good old fruit. Did you write that at all?
No. I read it on the bathroom wall in Hathaway's cottage.
Now, what on earth?
Oh, I knew it. I knew it was too good to last.
Well, Chief?
It's a slight mechanical disaster, Visa.
Oh, never mind about the...
What the basis?
Henry, language, I shan't tell you again.
Ah, the penny drops. That wouldn't by any chance be Uncle Ebenezer's bus that's rattling towards us in a handsome shower of nuts and bolts, would it?
Yes, Nunky's bus. Now, it's a pure blind 32-seater coincidence, sir. And if I may say so, a stroke of providential, sir.
Watch your nankee! Here, we've broken down.
All right, Chief. We'll come quietly.
Everybody out!
Don't forget the punch bowl for the Admiral.
It's in the boot, sir. I'll get it out whilst you get aboard the bus.
Yeah, I'll give you a hand.
Hello, Chief. Fatso! Stone me! A 32 stone steward.
Johnson, what are you doing in that boot?
I'm getting cramp in me left ear.
No. That's not what Mr. Murray meant, you nit.
I heard that there was going to be a party. And when there's parties, there's free grub and puddings with ice cream in. And cakes with jam on in.
I know, so you thought you'd nip out for a nibble and nip back again, eh, Ned?
Yeah, sort of acting unpaid food taster.
I'll deal with a pair of you when we get back. But in the meantime, for goodness sake, let's get going. Come along, everybody.
Aye, aye, sir. Now get aboard the bus, you gorging greedy guts.
Righto.
Now, and take the punch bowl with you.
Punch bowl?
Yeah, the punch bowl, the one I told you to get from Uncle Ichabod's.
Ooh.
Oh. Don't say you've forgotten the Admiral's present.
No, I haven't forgotten it, but I don't think he's going to like it.
Why not?
Well, I thought you said punch bowl. There it is in the boot, look. I got him a Freddie Mills castle.
I'll cast you off in a minute. Now get a ball. Over the tight, please. Off we go. Off we... Up. Everybody out and push.
Oh, Mary, this is too bad.
Panic's over. We're up.
Hey, I see you, Chad. Hey, come back.
Sounded like Mr. Phillips.
Yes, it was, sir. Yeah, pull up, Nunky. Nunky, pull up. Eager Beaver was out the back, pushing.
Not likely. I'm not stopping now. He jolly well have to run behind.
Hey, wait for me.
Keep going, Mr. Phillips, sir. It's only another 10 miles, and only 5 of them are uphill.
Lovely party, eh, Mr. Phillips?
I wouldn't know, sir. I'm still trying to get my breath back.
I must say, you kept up jolly well.
I didn't have any choice, sir. When I got alongside, Pertwee grabbed my tie and wouldn't let go.
Oh, not a bit of it, not a bit of it. Nice of you to come. Who the blazes are you, anyway?
Frobisher, sir.
Frobisher? Well, shove off, Frobisher. You're standing on me foot.
Heads down. Here comes the Admiral again.
Oh, do get out of a chap's way, some of you. I say, where do they find all these ghastly women? Madame Tussauds?
Lummy, I forgot to tell Pertwee to bring in the punch bowl, sir. I suppose now is as good a time as any to give the Admiral his punch bowl, sir.
Yes.
Hello, you chaps. Nice of you to come. Well, come and have some punch out of me new bowl.
You're new, but we haven't...
Chaps of the Admiralty clubbed together and gave it to me. There, isn't she a beauty?
Oh, really, Admiral, I hadn't noticed you'd noticed.
Not you, woman, the punch bowl. Well, come to think of it, you're both the same shape. Well, help yourself to the grog. Everybody else has. Oh, do get out of me way.
Excuse me.
What?
I was looking for it.
Oh, well, find it then. Look, there's one.
Well, sir, who do we know who wants a road girl punch bowl?
Well, not the Admiral for a start. Now what do we do?
Oh, let's have some of the punch and think about it, sir.
Good idea.
Yes, wonderful party, yes. Whose is it?
Yours, sir.
Mine? Oh, I say, I'm glad you told me. I was just leaving. Hello, you two. Yes, nice of you to come. Have some punch.
Oh, we have, sir. Lots and lots and lots and lots.
Never mind about the tots. Have a jug full. Everybody else has. The hunting will shake up the old liver in the morning.
Hunting? Did you say hunting, sir?
No, hunting. You'll join us, of course.
Oh, he loves it, sir.
Good show, good show. Oh, mind out of a Pete's way, for chap's sake. Tell me, who dug up these terrible women? They all look like Whistler's mother.
Well done, Mr. Phillips. Now you've got us mixed up with the local hunting.
Well, it'll get us away from Commander Purvey, sir. He can't ride, sir.
Neither can I.
Oh, well, now that you come to think of it, sir, I can't either, sir.
We're doing well, aren't we? We turn up with a present he's just had from somebody else, and then we agree to hunt on a horse we can't ride.
Hey, what about that punch bowl, sir? Do you know what? Do you know what, sir? It's dead easy. I've been thinking. Cheers.
Bung ho. And what of you, Phillips, Mr. Thunk?
That doesn't sound quite right, sir.
No? Yeah. It was jolly marvellous when it left me.
Must be the atmosphere is bad for reception.
Probably. More Phillips, Mr. Punch?
Oh, definitely. I heard you loud and clear that time.
That's odd.
Why, sir?
I don't remember saying anything.
You said that's odd, sir.
So I did. What's odd?
Well, you saying that's odd, sir. I suppose.
Is it? How odd.
What is?
The fact that you've been having a Phillips, Mr. Thunk.
Yes, sir, I have. Odd.
There.
I say. I say, sir. I've got the perfect solution. I'm a genius, that's what I am. I'm a genius. Oh, pardon me, sir.
What's the solution?
We'll knock it off, sir.
Gracious me. Are you suggesting we should punch the Admiral's pinch bowl and then give him ours?
Oh, you're shocked, sir.
Profound. When shall we do it?
Now, sir.
Right. You keep caving and I'll nip out of the French windows with it.
Oh, bully for us.
Three cheers. We're genius.
Ladies and gentlemen, at the Admiral's request, I should like to give you a little recitation.
Fenrir?
Yes, my love.
No smut.
Good morning, wakey wakey. Rise and shine, the sun will wash your eyeballs out. Wakey wakey, good morning, Mr. Phillips, sir.
What?
Wakey wakey, sir.
Oh.
Good morning, rise. Good morning, Mr. Murray, sir. Wakey wakey.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, sir.
What time is it?
What time is it? It's time to scarf her, sir.
But it's only Sunday morning.
Ah, well, it's not Sunday morning you want to worry about, sir. It's Saturday evening.
What? Oh, lummy.
I'm a genius. I'm a living doll.
Yes, all right. We remember.
Ah, well, congratulations, sir. Do you also happen to remember what you did with the Admiral's punch bowl?
Oh, dear. Oh, lummy.
Don't worry, sir. It's been found.
Yes, we know where we put it.
They're in the kennel, sir. With the bow wows.
Oh, well, one night out won't have done it any harm, I suppose.
No, sir, but it wasn't empty, sir. I mean, it still had punch in it. Those owls that haven't got hangovers are still half cut.
Oh, law. And it was the hunt this morning.
Yeah, it was. It's right, sir. I got Johnson to whip up two terriers, a bull mastiff. Yeah, a peek and a pond from the village this morning, but the gentry with the horses wasn't having any.
Funny, lad. Chief, who found the punch bowl?
Commander Pugin.
Oh, he would.
What was he doing in the kennels, anyway?
Well, he'd been there all night. It's a bar arrangement with Mrs. P.
Well, at least we've heard one bit of good news, huh?
You know, none of this would have happened if only we'd had a present for the Admiral.
Well, he's got one now, sir, and he's loving it.
What on earth did you get him on a Sunday?
Driving lessons, sir. Has it a course of driving lessons from Thapso's. They'll be past your window again in a minute.
Again? Well, I heard something. Do you mean Johnson's giving the Admiral driving lessons?
Yes, sir. Here they come. Here they come. Attaboy, Cannonball.
Mummy, the Admiral's driving Nunky's bus.
Gangwell, don't get out of me way. I'm dangerous. Gangwell.
Oh, sir, stop. Brakes. Put the brakes on,
oh, do shut up and tell me what to do.
Look out. He's heading this way.
Drop anchor, sir.
Everybody down.
Blimey, right in the hockey knockers. What have I bid for 2 ton of corrugated iron? Get your 32 tacky tip-up seats here. Before they had a shilling a pound. Come along now.
And that was John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one. Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Mrs. Povey was Heather Chasen, the Admiral was Tenniel Evans, Lieutenant Commander Stanton was Ronnie Barker, and a rating, Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.